But at this time, we'd like to provide what we call the open forum. Does anybody have anything to offer or question regarding the Zoning Board of Appeals? And I'll go ahead and open the forum at this point.
Hello, this is Lynn Bruning.
How you doing?
Great, how are you? This is more of a community announcement. I understand it's not specific to the Zoning Board, but I hope that you'll entertain me on this because it is an issue for the entire town to know about. At the June 10th town board meeting, the board voted to leave the public hearing for the draft solar facilities law. That's local law 1 of 2021. And the draft commercial facility event law, local law 2 of 2021, open for public comment. And on Friday, June 11th, the town website was updated to include the text for both of these laws. The next town board meeting is June 24th. And I urge the board members and all of the town residents to please review the draft law as well as the events facility law. But specifically for solar, in relation to the number and the size of utility scale solar energy resources that would be permitted within the town, or even more specifically, permitted within a 1 mile radius. Multiple solar power plants on abutting parcels may restrict the town's land use planning goals as outlined in our recently adopted 2021 comprehensive plan. And many towns across the state include language which limits the number and acreage of utility scale solar energy resources. More than anyone else in the town, I would think that the zoning board members understand how today's land use planning will impact generations of Duanesburg residents. And I ask that everyone please consider requesting an addition of the size and spacing restrictions for Local Law 1. And also consider adding language in which the town board would approve, also be involved in the final approval of a utility scale solar energy projects. These projects are likely to be the most land intensive and the most expensive that the planning board has or will ever review. Providing checks and balances between the town and the planning board limits opportunities for impropriety. And the more eyes on a project, the stronger the project is and the better it is for the town. For some reference, I've attached the town of Florida solar law. As many of you know, as you drive 30 towards Amsterdam, there's that god-awful array. Once that was put in, the town stopped, put a moratorium in, and rewrote their law. And the law includes many, many important items. So I do encourage everyone to review the draft laws, submit your letters to the clerk, and attend the meeting on the 24th. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Any other comments? Any other participants would like to, again, provide something? Again, the open forum is provided by the Zoning Board as a means of making comment generally regarding the Zoning Board of Appeals functions and the like. If not, I'm going to go ahead and close the open forum, and we can start with our first application. Atticus Rank, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. You just want to give us kind of an overview of what you were looking to do?
Yes, we're looking to build a two-story, two-car garage at the top of our existing driveway. We're looking to build it a 24 by 32. It would require a side variance, as well as a slight front variance.
Now, was this something that you were, it's large enough to be able to store an RV?
That's not our plan. Right now, it's just a two-car, two-vehicle garage.
Okay.
With space at the front just for tools and stuff.
Okay, so, but it is, it's 24 wide and 32 feet deep.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I do know that, you know, having driven by and looked at it, that the grade for the hill that goes up the back is not too much beyond where this is going to be placed.
Right. Yeah, almost directly behind the shed is when it starts to go up.
Okay. And then there's also, you have a well that's somewhat... you're allowing for about a 10-foot distance from that well?
Yeah, I was allowing for 10-foot. The well and the septic make it a little difficult to build. But we right now, the building will be detached with the hopes that maybe to attach it later.
Okay. So then, as far as the placement, we'd be looking at a front yard variance of 10 feet.
Correct.
And then a side yard variance of 29 feet.
Yes.
Questions, concerns? All right, I'm going to make a motion that we open the public hearing regarding this particular variance request. Thank you. Aye. So if there's anybody in attendance that would like to make a comment regarding this variance request. Given that I'm not hearing any response, I'm going to make a motion to close the public hearing regarding this matter. Aye.
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 Aye. All right. So I want to go through the findings and factors to be considered. The first being whether an undesirable change would be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by a feasible alternative to the variance. Whether the requested variance is substantial.
The side yard definition, the 29-foot side yard, out of a 40-foot variance would be considered substantial.
Okay. Yeah, we'll acknowledge that the side yard is, it's extensive given, like you say, what we normally consider to be. Would the variance have an adverse impact on the physical or environmental conditions in the neighborhood?
No.
Whether the alleged difficulty was self-created? And yeah, I think just geographically, it's there was the property itself and the existing structure kind of make it a little more problematic than other requests that we've got.
Right.
Anybody prepared to make a motion regarding this? I actually wrote it out, but if you already have it,
all gotcha. I'll make a motion to grant to Atticus Rome of 1683 Van Tappen Road, SBL number 55-2-14.112, a side yard setback variance of 29 feet and front yard setback variance of 10 feet to construct a 24-by-32-foot two-story detached garage per the findings of section 14.5.2b, provided a building permit be obtained within 6 months and all other aspects of the ordinance be followed.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. Okay, you're all set. You'll just need to see Dale Warner and get your building permit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate
you
it.
So much.
You're welcome. I think there was something in the minutes about consulting a Chris having to do with something to do with the building there. Yeah.
Oh, the historical resource, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what that was. Okay.
Cultural resource information system.
Okay. But it doesn't really have much bearing per se on the existing layout. That I think it was just as much informational.
Right. Yeah, that had to do with the structure. Well, there's a concrete structure in the field, right?
Yeah, I was going to look to see if there was any records there of
Well, again, it was just much a recommendation. Again, it didn't really have any impact on kind of what we were considering. Scott Gray, you're with us? Hearing you?
I think it's muted. It says muted. It says
it. Yeah, he may have, I wonder if it's muted on his end. Yeah, we're still not getting any audio from
No. I can read lips, but that was as much as I can.
Let me try semaphore.
Nope, still can't. Okay.
Oh, okay.
That was fake sign language where I'm going to call it.
I see the chat box. I'm going to text that one. Closest.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes.
We can.
All right, I don't know what's going on with my microphone. I used it all day today and it worked fine. All of a sudden it doesn't want to work. I need it.
That's all right, we can hear you now.
Beautiful. My name is Scott Gray. I live at 230 Overlook Heights Road, which is a small cul-de-sac, dead-end cul-de-sac off of Route 20. I'm looking to build a garage, and in order to fit the garage in the area that I want to put it, I need a 30-foot front variance. I can actually share my screen if it's more helpful to see the one that's not so skewed, if you want me to.
Well, we've got something that you had submitted.
Can you see the one that's submitted?
We had one that you had submitted from last time. It's
okay.
The one that basically has the existing trees.
Yep.
We also have it, you know, on paper in front of us as well. So,
okay. All right.
So you could make reference to that.
Okay. So if you look, the red rectangle that you see is where I would like to build a proposed storage building and storage for my RV, and I have a couple antique vehicles that I want to store in there. Our cul-de-sac has an 80-foot, just like the rest of the town, an 80-foot setback, but they put in a really wide road setback, so my property line actually starts about 20 feet off the road as it is. So it really ends up being 50 feet off of the property line where I want to put it, but if you're looking from the road, it's about 75 feet off the edge of the road. I've kind of exhausted all other places to put it because I can't really put it to the left because of my septic. I can't really push it back because of my well.
Yeah.
And it's going in an area where I'm trying to avoid cutting a whole bunch of trees, and the lay of the land is a lot better. Plus, it kind of fits my driveway as well. So I'm looking to see if I can get 30 feet variance off of the 80 feet, which would place it 50 feet off the property line instead of 80.
Okay.
The garage doors would be on the left side pointing south.
So you would still have somewhat of the, you've got a lot of trees in the front of the property.
Yeah, there's trees across the front. Those three big green blobs that you see are trees that are existing. I'm going to try to keep them existing. And
okay.
Then there's a few trees in the area where I'm going to be putting the building up that I need to take down, but it's not as bad as if I pushed it back or to the right more. It gets really wooded. It's all pine trees in there.
Okay.
The grade going from the building towards the well back drops about 4 feet. And it's pretty level where I want to put the building right now. Plus, I got to deal with bedrock. I've got a lot of bedrock right there. So I'm trying to avoid having to put a lot of fill in and being able to put it where I want to put it without having to change the driveway too much. So I kind of exhausted all places to put it, trying to keep it from being behind the garage, behind the house, I should say, with the garage doors pointing towards the driveway.
Gotcha. Okay. Any questions?
Scott, it looks like your only option, if you were to put it behind the house, would still require you to put a driveway through that space.
It'd be like the end of the house and the drilled well that you see there. I would have to put it way back there. I'd have to probably go past the well, honestly, because if you go too far to the right of the well, you're encroaching on, there's a lot of trees in there that I really don't really care to cut because it's a nice windbreak.
Yeah. So what is this distance, say, between the back of the proposed building and the well?
That distance is about 25 feet.
Okay.
It's more between the proposed garage to the well than it is from the house to the current well now. It's about 25 feet.
Okay.
It's 42 feet across the width of that. So if you swung an arc, you know, you're about 25 feet.
Any other questions, concerns? All right, I'm going to make a motion that we open the public hearing regarding this particular variance request.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. So give a moment or two to see if anybody has any questions or concerns regarding this. Hearing any interest in that regard, so I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Can I ask one question before you vote? I heard on the last one that you put a restriction of 6 months for the building permit. I kind of be honest with you, I was expecting this process to take a little longer than it is. I'm looking at potentially first of spring next year for probably doing this. Would it be possible to maybe get 8 months instead of 6 months when you vote?
Well, I think that's probably something you could work out with Dale.
Okay. Because I'm thinking it's just because of getting a mason to put the concrete in, I might be kind of pushing it to try to get it done before the fall, and I don't really want to do it in the winter. So, I mean, if I could get it done, I'm going to do it. But if I'm going to have a hard time getting a contractor to come in and do the concrete for me, I might wait until April to do it.
This is just to get the building permit. After you have the permit, you have more time to actually do any of the
work. Right. It's 12 months from getting the building permit.
Is it 12? Okay.
Yeah. And you can always
get it started even. 12 months.
I was expecting, honestly, this process to take a lot longer. So I was kind of jumping the ball a little bit, thinking that, you know, it wouldn't be until August or something that I would be able to get a building permit. But that works, if that's fine.
Yeah, and then again, if you need more time beyond the 1 year that's allocated with the building permit, you could just request that. So that's okay. Not really.
All right, great. Thank you. That answers my question.
Okay.
This is the rule that calls the game.
Go ahead.
Nelson.
Aye.
John.
Aye.
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 Dan.
Aye. Okay, I want to go through the findings and factors to be considered. Again, whether an undesirable change would be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. Mm-hmm. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant to be achieved by a feasible alternative to the variance. Whether the requested variance is substantial. Would the variance have an adverse impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood? whether the alleged difficulty was self-created. And if somebody would be so kind to make a motion.
I make a motion to grant. Of 230 Overlook Heights, SBL number 66.00-1-21, a front yard variance setback of 30 feet, constructed 42 by 56 foot one story detached garage, for the findings of section 14.5.2b, providing a building permit be obtained within 6 months and all their aspects of the work has been followed.
Okay, second.
Aye. So Scott, you're all set?
Beautiful. Thank you very much, folks.
Okay.
Everybody have a great night. Thanks so much.
You too. Yeah. Joseph Tersini, are you with us?
Yeah.
We're not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, I said, I am here, and thank you for pronouncing my name correctly, because most people...
I was just gonna ask it, but I got lucky then. So if you want to give us an idea of what
there are a number of issues. Well, my wife and I just recently purchased this property last September. We would like to put up a freestanding garage, also to serve as storage. The building proposed is, the enclosed building is 26 by 35 feet with a carport or lean-to down one side of it that would be 10 feet or by 35 feet. It is, if you're looking at the diagram in front of you, it is to go on the, this, it, our lot is what was at one time two building lots, and we would like to put it on the upper lot, which is only 75 feet by 75 feet. So to meet a 40 foot setback from any property line is physically impossible. Our building would have to be minus 5 feet by minus 5 feet. So we would like to put the building there. I'm asking for a variance on front and side yard distances to place the building. It has to do with the grade of the yard. The concrete contractor said that we were originally going to place it closer to the house, down closer to the water, and the contractor said that would not be good because with snow and rain and everything, it would probably flood our house. He said this would be the best position to put the building in, up farther on the yard. Also, as you can see, there is a paper road that runs through our yard. I'm been told that that is no longer significant, but I don't know. And we have power lines that run through the yard and some very large oak trees. So basically, I'm asking for the variance so that I can get a building on the property where it is most appropriate to put it. I also have to stay 105 feet away from the waterfront to satisfy DEC setbacks. So that's another reason why the building needs to go up in the front part of the yard.
So I'm looking at a drawing here. So basically, is this upside down and where north should be?
My drawing, yes, my drawing is upside down to the drawing that I actually was given later on by the town. The South Shore Road, as the picture that is up on the monitor right now, my monitor, South Shore Road would be on the lower portion, the small, which really is square, but it's a kind of a trapezoid on here, but the small lot is a part of our yard. Then you can see the paper road running through the middle of the yard. We're trying to put the garage up on that smaller yard closer to South Shore Road.
Right, okay. So for all intents and purposes though, is this one contiguous lot? I mean, other than the paper road,
It is one contiguous lot at this point, apparently has been for more than 20 years, but the yard has been fenced in for, I'm told, over 20 years, across the paper road. And again, I don't know legal stuff. The gentleman who owned the property before us was an attorney, and he gave me some fancy language, but he said, because the yard had been fenced in for more than 15 years, it shouldn't be an issue.
So again, as we look at this, it's like I say, it's upside down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you flip my drawing, my hand-drawn diagram upside down, then it would match, pretty much your survey there.
Correct.
If you call it the acquired lot, it's the acquired, whatever it is, the third lot.
Yeah.
So, other question. It's a question of whether we need a rear setback.
But again.
Oh, he owns all the land.
Right. But that's why I say, if this is all, for all intents and purposes, a contiguous lot, it looks like this building is going to be, very much closer to the South Shore Road, where obviously the existing house is much further down by the lake there.
Yes, that is correct. According to the contractor that I have to do the concrete work, he said, well, first of all, if we pushed it back further, it would be over the paper road, if that even matters. But he said the grade of the yard drops off, it's flatter up by South Shore Road, and it drops off going towards the lake. And he said, in order to grade the yard and put this building up farther down in the yard, closer to the house, would cause significant drainage problems for our house.
Okay. And then part of this is a carport. So the actual footprint of the building is 36 by 35.
That would be the actual concrete pad. The enclosed building would be 26 by 35. With an open section 10 feet wide by the length, which would be 35 feet.
Okay.
With a roof over, a lean-to or carport, whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Something to park my boat under in the winter.
It's not a dwelling being built.
Yeah, so which,
okay.
Yeah. So if I read this, it's going to be 23 feet from the front.
Yep.
Okay, so that would.
That's a 17 foot front yard needed.
Yeah.
And we have a 30-foot, and I'm not sure if that's east or west, because the upside-down map, so I
The 30-foot would be on the easterly side, 10-foot on the west.
I'm guessing a 10-foot on the western.
Yeah,
it's either 10 or 14. I'm guessing the fence line is the shorter one and that the actual property line is 4 foot farther over, and that's where I'm getting the 10.
If you refer, I made all the measurements off the existing fence because I don't know exactly where the existing property line is by survey. It is supposed to be bigger than what it actually measures.
You have one line pointing to 26 feet and a second line pointing to 30 on the sketch.
The
western side.
I'd have to get my sketch out, and I have it here, but I'm not looking at it at the moment. The side of the building would be 10 feet from the existing fence. The west side of the building would be 10 feet from the existing fence. Again, where the exact property line is, I don't know, because it doesn't measure out to be the diagram that you have up there. So what is the 26-foot note here in reference to? I'm trying to find my diagram so
that
I can...
The other side of the building that's not the existing fence line.
I don't have anything here.
On the east side. Oh, there's existing fence on both sides.
Right. It's down lower. But one looks to be like a...
Yeah, I think one is the property line and one is the fence line.
Okay.
30 foot is the problem. That's what it looks like.
It would be okay. I have my diagram here now. Yes, it would be on the easterly side, 26 feet from the existing fence, which should be 30 feet from what is the property line. I believe that whomever put the fence up forfeited 4 feet of the property on that side of the line, because there is a surveyor's stake on the westerly side, and the lot is supposed to be 75 feet over, but the fence only measures 71 feet across.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So it would be 26 feet from the fence, but 30 feet from what should be the actual property line.
Gotcha. Yeah.
The fence up may have thought, or there may be, a 4 foot.
Exactly. That you don't put it right on the line itself.
Except you didn't do that in the village.
Assuming the same person put the fence up.
As confusing as this may be to you, you should have seen me trying to draw it. I had been to the building department and spoken to Dale and I forgot the other gentleman's name, Dom or Don or something like that. I've been there 4 or 5 times just trying to draw a diagram because none of the lines match up with the survey.
There have been quite a few survey clarifications done lots and lots.
If that's...
Yeah, but the problem is that the lot itself is, am I correct in assuming that the lot itself, the width at that end of the property close to South Shore Road is 75 feet?
According to the deed, it is 75 feet by 75 feet wide by 75 feet deep.
Yeah.
But from the stake, from the surveyor stake, to where the fence is up only measures 71 feet.
Okay. So then, because you say have 30 feet on the east side, then you'd be looking for a 10-foot variance there?
Yes, I would be looking for a 10-foot variance there and actually a 30-foot variance on the other side. The lot is only 75 by 75, so I cannot possibly have a 40-foot setback in any direction.
Yep. That's correct. Yeah,
Does that make sense to everybody?
What is the setback that that is required from the lake itself?
If I did not misunderstand, when I was at the building department, they told me the minimum setback from the edge of the water was 105 feet. And again, I may have that wrong, but it's 100 or 100 plus feet. I believe they told me 105.
Yeah, I think that's what DEC.
Then I know it's 100, but either way.
Yeah.
And if I'm reading this correct, you're at 157?
Yes, I altered that again because of the concrete company. I originally had 30 feet back from the edge of the road, and he told me, no, that drop-off in the lot started way before that, and to adjust my measurements. And that's why I'm asking for a 23 feet from the edge of the road, because he said it would just be very complicated to do it otherwise. I'm going by the advice of the contractor. That's why I altered that number.
Okay. So then again, we're looking at because it's basically for this lake lot, it's 40 feet all the way around. So we'd be looking at 17-foot variance for the front yard setback. And then on the east side, it's going to be a 10-foot variance. And on the west side, it'll be a 30-foot variance. So I'm going to go ahead and I'll make a motion that the ZBA determines that this request for these setbacks and lot line variances are an exempt type 2 action pursuant to Title 6 NYCRR section 671.5C 12 or 13, and no further action pursuant to CEQA is required. Aye. 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 So other than that, we would just need somebody to make a motion to set a public hearing.
We'll move that we set a public hearing for Joseph Ducini, 270 South Shore Road, SBL 35.10-2-1.1, for a 17-foot front yard setback, at 10-foot east side setback variance, and a 30-foot west side variance, to be held July 20th, 7 p.m., or soon thereafter, as can be heard.
Okay, so you're all set at this point. Again, we'll meet again in the next meeting on July 20th, where there'll be a public hearing, and then we'll make a decision regarding this variance application.
I assuming I'll get a notification then from the building department about another Zoom meeting?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
And basically, people proximate to your property will be notified just in case they want to, again, provide comment or concern, as is their right to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I understand you have to go through due process. I've already, you know, spoken to most of my neighbors. I don't think it's going to be an issue, but I do understand we have to go through due process, and I so that is fine.
Okay, good. Last thing. Regarding the meeting minutes, the only reference we had made in the meeting minutes regarding comments regarding the local laws. Is that clear per se? The other thing is I want to enter into the meeting minutes basically the statement that I sent out to everybody regarding the changes that we were suggesting, and primarily for local law number one. And again, that was where that during the site plan approval process, the public hearing was not necessary, it was not required, and we were recommending that it should be. Again, this will, because at that time when the planning board is gathering information about the site plan itself, and then again, that's also subject to approval. But this way, my thinking was that it would give, you know, people proximate to the property an opportunity to weigh in. And again, there's also, you know, a subsequent public hearing when they look at the application, but the site plan approval is prior to that. And then also, Dan had provided the information about the visual aspects of it, which was, in fact, it's funny, it made me think, and I hadn't thought of this prior. It's like if you buy tickets at a stadium, like City Field, where I've gone, they actually give you the perspective of where you might want to sit of the field and the like. And I'm assuming that technology is similar to what you're going. And it's pretty interesting that if, say, if I wanted to sit, you know, down by the lower deck, third baseline or something, to show what it would look like from there, and likewise elsewhere.
You can create a visual image of what it would look like. But what I'm suggesting is just basically a flat, like a radar map, essentially.
Right.
That will show you this is what location on the map would be able to see the solar
field. Right.
And without trees.
Well, I think, there was reference that it'd be done like all season, so that obviously, right, you know, when the foliage is there, yeah, you know, it's going to be more obscure than, say, in the wintertime when there would be less. But again, this would allow to get somebody to request that something be added to that process in the site plan to obscure that kind of thing.
Right. So,
and it's interesting that this was mentioned, you know, in the Gazette. I don't know if people get the Gazette about the fact that there would be changes made to the existing solar law. And that was referenced, again, the notification and, you know, the visual aspect of it. So I guess they did take our suggestions to heart. Yeah, so that was a good thing. Other than that, I didn't really see anything in here that needed any elaboration as far as, or even correction. unless we're not.
So I would read the minutes as written.
Right, with the addition of our recommendations that.
Oh, okay.
Right, I got it here, right, yeah.
A second.
Hi.
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 Anything else? You want to go home?
I do.
Okay.
Would you like to move?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
Wonderful.
Second. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
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 Did you think about that for a second? If you
Great.
Want to stay.
I'm so smart.